Welcome to Home and Family Finance with Paul Barry. It's your family, it's your finances, and it's your future. Home and Family Finance is sponsored by the Defense Credit Union Council, serving those who serve our country, and by CUNA, the Credit Union National Association. Now, here's the host of Home and Family Finance, Paul Barry.
Hello, everyone, and it's also your time to make sure that you are financially fit. And we hope that's what you're doing. This is Financial Literacy Month, folks. April, Financial Literacy Month. I can't think of a better time for you to decide, look, let me take stock of where I really am in terms of what I know, what I should know about my family, my home, my finances, and whether or not we're doing the right thing. Okay? It's just that simply. My question to you, as always, are you financially fit? And if you are, hooray. But the truth of the matter is, all studies indicate that most of us are not financially fit. We don't know all the things that we need to know to be good shepherds of our dollars and of the issues that relate to our finances. Financial Literacy Month is a great time for you to make that determination. What are you weak in? What don't you know? Let me tell you something. Listen to this. HFFradio.com. That's your library. That's your Google, if you will. Go there under any topic and put in a topic that you don't feel comfortable with. And all 400 of my shows are there. And these are experts who come on the show like the ones we have today to talk to you about the things that you don't know. So I couldn't make it any simpler than that, folks, okay? That's what the whole program is about, being financially fit. Are you? And if not, you say, what does that mean? It means exactly what? Can you stand the test of time? Are you ready to make a decision? Do you know enough about the topics that impact your family? I hope you do. But if you don't, you have your own resource, hffradio.com. Go there. Go to the podcast link. Put in a topic that is of interest to you. Chances are we've covered it, and chances are you're going to hear from an expert on that. And today is no different. When I saw this book and the information in it, it's called, believe it or not, Family Inc., and the author is Douglas McCormick. I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. He's going to be our first guest as we talk about why he wrote the book, what's in it for you. And it's a host of good things. But this is a real book. This is not just a pamphlet. It's going to take you time to get through it, get to it. But it's eminently readable and informative, and I think you're going to enjoy not only listening to him but also getting his book. The other person that's going to be with us today is Simone Griffin, and she's with an agency called Home Free USA. And I'll bet you a dollar to a donut you know nothing about this agency that's in place to help you in terms of buying a home. Home buying support, foreclosure intervention, youth development, neighborhood revitalization. They do it all, and guess what it costs you? Not a thing. It's a service that is backed up by the government, and Simone will be here to tell you how to reach out to them and get the information. But first, let's turn now to Douglas McCormick, Family Inc. Let me say a couple of things about him. He has a lifetime of experience providing the foundation for the framework, principles, and tools that you find in Family Inc. He's a professional investor. He has managed his own companies. He is a managing partner at HCI Equity, oversees all aspects of the firm's strategy, investments, and operations with his partners. And there's a lot more to who he is and what he has done, but I want to get to him as quickly as I can. First and foremost, Douglas, thanks for joining us here on the show, and thanks for writing your book.
Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
And the question, obviously, why did you write the book? What were you trying to do here, Doug?
Well, Paul, I saw a real need and an opportunity to have a positive impact on a lot of people in terms of offering a better way to navigate what I call the financial game of life. I think, as you mentioned, financial literacy is one of the biggest challenges in America today and has huge negative implications for quality of life for people, but also for our national and economic security. And so, I think the current resources out there, I personally found them to be somewhat lacking. They're often too simplistic or too narrow or too technical. And so, my book is intended to empower readers with a framework to navigate life's most important financial decisions and really get people focused on the important decisions and not get distracted by, the smaller choices.
The minutia, that's always in between.
There you go.
It's Family Inc. using business principles. Now, don't be afraid when you read this, folks. You say principles and business, it's above me. No, it isn't. You can learn, understand using business principles to maximize your family's wealth. written by Douglas McCormick, and he'll tell us where we can find it. But how is it different from other personal finance or investing books, Douglas?
Yeah, I think the key thing is I'd like to think of it as a how-to-think book versus a how-to book. And what I mean by that is we're really giving people a framework to make their own decisions and be confident in those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in terms of the other works out there, I think many of them are very actionable, but they're often too narrow. They talk about one specific topic like stocks or real estate. And then there are others that are very simplistic and very broad that don't really give you specific advice. And I'm trying to borrow the best of both of those to give people something that's both holistic but also full of very specific recommendations.
My guest, Douglas P. McCormick, unlike Wall Street money managers who seek to generate paper profits through passive investing, Doug partners with families and entrepreneurs to build and grow their businesses to create sustainable long-term values. And he shares that in this book, his own journey. When we come back, we're going to talk about why you need, according to him, a chief financial officer. CFO, does that scare you? It shouldn't. Douglas will explain what he means and a lot more in his book. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. I am so happy to be with you during a Financial Literacy Month. Stay with us. Lots more coming for you.
We want you to be part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Tell us what topics you want to hear about. Or just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
And my guest is Douglas P. McCormick, author of a new book called Family Inc., Using Business Principles to Maximize Your Family's Wealth. Just more about Douglas, the author. During his professional career, he has gone from active duty Army officer with a young family to grad school student to employee at a Wall Street investment bank to private equity investor and finally entrepreneur through co-founding of HCI Equity with his partners. Now, the reason I tell you that is when we tell you that we have somebody that knows what they're talking about, that's my job, to make sure I filter through all of the stuff out there and get people to you that you can rely and listen to. And I believe Douglas is one of those. In his book, he suggests, among other things, and you heard what he said off the top, but he also suggests every family needs a chief financial officer, a CFO. Really, Doug? Really?
Yeah, Paul, I think that's an accurate statement. Let me start with the premise that I think every business or every family can be viewed as a business. And that business really consists of two big assets that all families need to manage. One is our labor, where we sell our energies and our skills to receive money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we manage that money and grow it so when it comes time to retire, we can consume that capital. So once you've kind of accepted the fact that the family unit can be viewed as a business, then I think it's appropriate to think that you need someone to actively manage that business. And so I call that business Family Inc. And the CFO's job is much broader than simply giving investment advice or making investment decisions. The CFO manages the family cash. They manage the balance sheet. They manage the family income statement or the budget. They should be involved with decisions about labor, what jobs people are selecting, what educations their family members are making. The CFO has to get involved with risk management and choices about investments like asset allocation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a believer they got to think about entrepreneurship and things like selecting good advisors to help them make these decisions.
Let me ask you the question here because I think it's important. Should the CFO be the money maker in the family, the person that brings in the money, or should it be someone else, or does it make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference. I think it should be the person that's got the aptitude and the interest to learn about these choices and candidly, the personality to be able to educate others in the family. I think one of the biggest neglected aspects of good financial planning is teaching, not only our children but our spouses about what the family plan is.
How many families do this? How many, in your estimation, how many people are really doing what your Family Inc. suggests should be done, Douglas?
So I think a lot of people are doing it without the benefit of an overall strategy or framework. So I think everybody recognizes the importance of these topics like risk management, insurance,
mm-hmm.
Estate planning, investing. I think the difference is the Family Inc. framework gives people some guiding principles to make sure they're focused on the big important decisions, they don't get lost in the details, and also how to relate different decisions to one another. You know, so I would argue your choices about career impact your risk profile in investing, which has implications for your insurance. And mm-hmm. so just to make sure all those things are connected.
And how interactive must the CFO be? Is he the main or she the main person in this? I mean, is their word the final word?
Oh, no, I think when it comes to family decision making, you know, everybody has a say. So
yeah.
I think there's expertise in the person who's investing the time to be thoughtful about these things. And then I think, you know, it's like every other family decision. There's a lot of inputs there.
And you also argue in this book, and the book is called Family Inc., folks, that you should ditch the budget for an income statement and balance sheet. Really?
Yeah, I find that income statements provide a lot of detail, and people end up focusing on the detail. The detail, in many cases, is distracting from the big picture and often does not change behavior. So, you know, like a business, businesses use income statements and balance sheets to really track high-level performance. And they tell you things like your overall savings rate, and balance sheets also give you the ability to ensure you don't encounter financial distress. And so I think in this case, simpler is better.
Mm-hmm. And what you seem to be thinking is structure. There has to be some structure. You can call it what you want, but you've got to know what you're doing and who's doing what in order to be successful. Is that a fair statement?
I think it's structure, and I think, again, I keep harping on this concept of a framework that puts all of these decisions into context. In isolation, you know, insurance decisions, investment decisions, education decisions, they all sound good, but the magic of the plan is that these all are complementary and consistent with one another.
Fascinating, and it makes such sense. My guest is Douglas P. McCormick. His book is called Family Inc., Using Business Principles to Maximize Your Family's Wealth. When we come back, we'll tell you a little bit more about the approach to investing and why you advocate so strongly for entrepreneurship. This is Home and Family Finance on the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Paul Berry. We're pleased to have you with us. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to Home and Family Finance on Radio America. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and we thank you for joining us. Home, family, future, all of those things are important, and we must be able to deal with it as being financially fit. Our program sponsors are the Defense Credit Union Council, DCUC, and ACUNA, the Credit Union National Association. We thank them both for their continued support of the program, dedicated to making all of us, as we say, financially fit. And speaking of ACUNA, the Defense Credit Union Council, and its member credit unions, but they believe that financial readiness equals mission readiness and supports the efforts of Military Saves in their dedication to improving the financial well-being of our troops. Military Saves is a year-round campaign that seeks to motivate, support, and encourage military families to save money, to reduce debt, and to build wealth. As part of the Department of Defense's financial readiness campaign, Military Saves acts as a resource center for information on financial education and counseling. Check out its links to useful websites for military families where they can learn better money management and can find partners who can help military members achieve their financial goals. Military Saves. Set a goal, make a plan, save automatically. And you can go to militarysaves.org for more information and take the Saver's Pledge today. And as we always say, you don't have to be in the military to be a good saver. All of us should be saving. 5%, folks, 5%. Do the math. Do the math on 5% every time you get paid. You'll thank me. You will thank me. And you also will, I think, be thankful to Douglas McCormick, who's written a book, Family Inc., my guest today, who's talking about how you should structure the infrastructure for your family business. Your labor is part of that value. All of this works toward the family approach to investing. Give us that. What is the Family Inc. approach to investing, Douglas?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that we all are clear on what the objective is. When you think about your investments, the goal should be to maximize long-term after-tax purchasing power. And I think when you think about when that's the objective, it becomes clear that a highly diversified portfolio with significant equity exposure and relatively low fixed income exposure is the right approach, so long as you have an appropriately long time horizon. I'm also a believer that for most people, passive investing through index funds is the most appropriate way to accomplish that exposure. I don't believe in efficient market theory. I think people can be good stock pickers, mm-hmm. but I think it's particularly hard for individuals that aren't in the business to do that. So I think you're better off with passive indexing.
Yeah.
And last, I'm a big proponent of thinking about investments in entrepreneurship and career development. I think those investments are often much better than investing in the market.
And folks, let me say to you, if some of those words may be foreign to you, we understand that you're working hard. You may hear some things here. It's all explained in the book. And you can understand the way, Douglas, the way you've put this together. People can understand the terminology, understand the meaning of it, and know how to get started. And that's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. It's some of these things can be intimidating, but with an investment in understanding the issues, I think it's all very manageable.
You are donating thousands of books to veteran service organizations and student veteran organizations at universities across America, and also donating 100% of the royalties earned from Family Inc. to veteran causes through Memorial Day. Wow. Why are you doing that?
I think Family Inc. is intended to be relevant for every American, and it provides every American with the tools for financial independence. Having said that, I'm a former Army officer myself, and I think empowering the veteran community with financial education is a real mm-hmm. need and an opportunity. These service members have great skills. They've got great leadership and great management expertise, but yeah. There is a significant transition out of service, and I think we need to give these fine really? Patriots the skills to be successful.
Amen. Amen.
Service.
They're a great resource, and we have to make better use. I couldn't agree more. We also have to make sure our children understand the importance of financial literacy and learning. That's another important component, that we reach back and make sure our kids are part of the process.
Totally agree. And as I mentioned earlier, Paul, I think that's often one of the most neglected elements of the family financial plan is the educational element. It takes many years, and the best thing you can do is introduce your kids to these concepts early.
Where can we get your book? Where can we get your book, Douglas?
It should be in local bookstores and certainly available on Amazon and all the major online retailers.
Hey, listen, man, don't stop doing what you're doing here in terms of this book. You get it, and you share it, folks. And I'm telling you, Family Inc., using business principles to maximize your family's wealth. I don't care what you do or don't understand or know where you what level. Get this book and judge for yourself. It's Financial Literacy Month. Be smart. Douglas, thanks for joining us. Come back and see us again soon. All right, and coming up next, Home Free USA. That's our next Well, wait till you talk about, listen to our guest talk about that and the goodness it can do to you. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Beard.
Safe, smart, and secure with your finances. Welcome back to Home and Family Finance with your host, Paul Berry.
And my guest is Simone Griffin. She is someone that you should know if you do have an interest in a home. Matter of fact, all things real estate. And I had the pleasure of talking with her and her mom a few weeks ago on another show that I'm doing, which deals with real estate. But when you talk about real estate, you're also talking about finances. I mean, it's so much a part of it. And of course, and that's why I like to do these shows, because home and family finance is exactly that. Being financially fit, understanding the rules of the road, knowing what you should be doing, and no one can tell you better than it. But not only can she talk about these things, but you should know about the organization. And that organization is called Home Free USA. Now, Simone currently serves as Vice President of Affiliate Relations for Home Free USA, where she oversees compliance, federal and private funding, and congressional advocacy for 61 affiliate organizations nationwide. Nationwide, folks. So her organization, no matter where you are, can be a benefit to you, can help. That's the way it's set up. So let's talk about that for a minute and figure out what we're really talking about when we talk about her agency. What does Home Free USA do as an organization? What's your purpose?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
It's
on.
A pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Home for USA's job is to prepare families for homeownership. Those are people who honestly never thought that they could buy. Or whether it be now or when they started, these are families that are making steady employment. You know, they're okay. They're doing pretty well with their finances. They may or may not have had one or two hiccups in their life. But in terms of a mortgage, they can pay a mortgage. They can maintain a house, whatever is needed to really be a successful and sustainable homeowner. However, there are a few things that may be locking them out of this process. One could be that they just did not know that they qualified to be a homeowner. Mm-hmm. Two could be that they do have a few credit hiccups. It could go so far as they had a foreclosure. But having a foreclosure 5 years ago does not mean that you can never buy a house again.
Even though many people feel like that's it for me, I can't do it anymore.
Exactly, exactly. So it is our job to take that person, regardless of where they are in their financial life, and really make sure that they can be ready to purchase and communicate with lenders. This is a recent discussion we had just a couple of weeks ago with a major lender saying, you know, they're lowering their credit scores to a certain point, and they're thinking, well, why are we not getting enough borrowers? And we're saying it's not low enough. But at the same time, if you can lower your credit scores, we can actually bring you borrowers that are successful and sustainable. The reason why their score may be lower is because, again, they had a foreclosure 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and that foreclosure hasn't completely eliminated. But we can also show that they have rented for the last 5 years, and that rental, it's been successful. There have been no issues. There, you know, we can show that they've paid credit cards on time. We can show that they've eliminated debt. We can show that car payments have been paid. Anything that you need to know. But if you just look at a credit score, that is not an indication of whether this borrower can pay.
Exactly. So, and you said two things. First of all, you said our job is, so mm-hmm. I want to get to that. But what you understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
Absolutely.
The lingo. I work
exactly.
over here at job B.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with job A of buying a house.
Exactly.
Right? I don't
exactly.
understand the lingo. I don't know the words. I don't know. But
exactly.
that's where you all come in.
That is our job. We are mortgage industry experts. And our staff consists of former underwriters, which are the people who ultimately determine whether you can qualify for the mortgage. So we understand the nuances. It also consists of loan officers, people who were the salespeople, you know,
right,
to get
right.
you in. So our staff really understands all elements of
okay,
the mortgage industry.
Okay, but I hear you saying that's your job, and
mm-hmm.
jobs mean you get paid.
Jobs
and I don't
mean
have,
you get paid.
And I don't have a lot of money. So how much is this service going to cost me? This was the fascinating part of this.
Yeah. Well, the service actually costs for the home buyers, the service costs $189. That is a lifetime membership.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we are able to do that is because we do have some support from different lenders and government entities and whatever the case may be. But let me be clear, we are not a feeder to a particular lender. It is not that you work with us and you have to work with this lender or you have to work mm-hmm. with this mm-hmm. realtor. Likewise, if you're a realtor and you have clients and you send them to us, we do not have to send them over to a certain realtor. We want to send them back to you. If you're a loan officer who says, well, look, I can't help this client right now, but I'd like them to, you know, be my
sure.
client when they're ready,
right.
we will send them back to you,
sure.
you know, as much as we can.
So this is a fascinating service
mm-hmm.
because what you do is, as I said, you don't say to someone, you got to be an expert in buying a home.
Exactly.
We're the experts.
Exactly.
Right. Join Home
for USA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll work for you.
Exactly.
And you, is it a one-time fee? Is that the way it works?
It's a one-time fee. If you leave and come back, we know we may have to charge you again. But it's a,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a one-time fee
okay.
and it's a lifetime membership for as long as you're actively a member of Home for USA.
I guess it's an obvious question, but why should home ownership and remaining a homeowner be important to people?
First of all, most of our clients are moderate and middle income families. Their home is both a cornerstone of their financial life, and it is the largest investment that many will make. One of the things, and I know that this is very important to you, is that it is, however, not the only thing that they should do. But it is an important element. If you look at people, the wealthy in this country and beyond, there aren't any wealthy people who have never owned property. They, you know, they really are property owners. Now, they understand that there's more to wealth building than just home ownership.
Right.
But they also understand the importance of home ownership. So this is the first of many steps in the wealth building process.
So one of the really important parts of being an American and in doing having the dream, if
yes,
you will.
Exactly. All right. Exactly.
My guest, Simone Griffin, Vice President of Home Free USA. When we come back, more that you should know, how to reach out to them, and some other questions about your about understanding your finances, being financially fit. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Barry.
We want you to be part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Tell us what topics you want to hear about. Or just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Barry.
My guest is Simone Griffin, Vice President of Affiliate Relations for Home Free USA. And we're talking about an organization that is set up and primarily supported by government entities as well to help you in that all-important decision of not only do you qualify, but once you qualify, what do you need to know and what do you need to do?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I know that for as you said, almost anybody that's made any money has owned a home because it's kind of the basic bedrock of our
exactly,
system.
Exactly. And not only that, it also controls the money that you spend each month. With rent goes up every year. With a home, taxes and insurance are going to go up, but that's moderate compared to the cost of rent that can go up each year. And we're talking out of the Washington, D.C. market. You know, 20 years ago, the cost of housing in D.C. was nowhere near what it is today. Yeah. So if you remained a renter in 1996 and you're still renting today, the amount that you're paying towards your mortgage is much, much more as a percentage of your income. Wages have not gone up as fast as
the cost.
Exactly. So the reason why people buy, one of the many reasons, but one of the reasons is so that they can stabilize their budget, stabilize their life. They're also not subject to the whims of others. And that's a very, very important element of the wealth building process. But like I said, so that's just level one.
Right.
And one of the other elements of Home for USA is that we really encourage our clients to not spend a lot of their income on their homes. We want them to really spend at a moderate level so that they can go off and do the other things that they want to do. You know, they may have kids that need to go to college. They may want to travel. They have their own dreams. Home ownership is not supposed to be
the be all and the end.
Exactly, right. Exactly. You still have to build wealth. You still have to retire. And, you know, there's so many other elements of your personal financial life.
And the other part of this that I think is so important that my audience understand, my listeners understand, is that some people are in trouble.
Exactly.
Right now they're underwater, overwater, or upside down, downside, whatever
right.
they call
all
it.
Of it.
You
right.
know what I'm saying. So do you guys jump in there and help with that?
Absolutely. So if you are a homeowner, and we talked about our fee for the home buyers, but homeowners are completely free. If you have an issue, whether it be that you're current or you are already behind on your mortgage and you just don't know what to do. And again, this is a very, very tough industry. You know, the mortgage industry has paperwork up the wazoo. You don't know what to do. And I mean, again, you're not an expert in this. And it's okay. That's our job. That's what we do. So contact us with Home Free USA. And what we will do is we will negotiate on your behalf with the lender or servicers sure. or what they're called in the mortgage industry.
Now, let me just jump in here. Folks, understand this part is subsidized for you so that if you call, you know, if you don't have, you're losing already, you don't want to pay, you can't afford it.
Exactly.
And you don't have to.
But exactly.
They called you and then you guys jump in and say, okay, analyze what is
exactly.
needed.
Exactly. Exactly. And one big benefit is, again, we work on your behalf. Yours and the homeowner. We always work on the behalf of the homeowner, but because we are mortgage industry experts, we can look at a situation and say, you know what, you're right. You should have gotten a modification when they did not approve. And we can fight that. Or, honestly, I know you want to stay in this house. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the finances just don't work. And
so you tell the truth to people,
don't
you?
We do. We absolutely tell the truth at all times. We make sure that you understand. But if there is a fight, we know it and we can fight. And we have access not only to government people, but also to higher ups in the mortgage industry. So if you're talking to a servicer, you're talking to somebody who just picks up the phone and says 1-800-MORTGAGE-LENDER, you're not getting a response. If We can go to higher ups and we can say, listen, Simone Griffin, who of Washington, D.C., is having a serious issue just getting a basic answer. We can get those answers.
Of course you can. And plus, when the difference between me calling and home free calling mm-hmm. is that they know you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
So they're going
to
make the time. And folks, this is so important that you understand that service is there for you, and you don't have to fight it alone. You just don't. You know, I don't understand the lingo. I don't. So you can get to a person that says, "Okay, Simone, we know that you know, and if you're here, and we can ask you the questions, get the answers we need. Nobody wastes time, and you're doing this all on behalf of the client."
Exactly. And we're totally working on behalf of the homeowner. And again, I will say that service, there's no charge for that service for our homeowners.
www.homefreeusa.org is where you need to go if you want to know more about this. And you talked about working out of Washington, but you're not you're nationwide.
We're nationwide. We actually have, that you mentioned at the beginning, we have 61 affiliate organizations, and I head that division. Our affiliates are smaller organizations that do similar work, and they are in 26 states across the country. So pretty much anywhere you go, and we have an electronic ability to do we're able to do things across the country, even if you're not in one of our markets, through electronics, through technology. So we can work with you anywhere.
Simone, let's talk about the common mistakes, the most common mistakes, if you will. I mean, people are listening right now. And I would call you, and I can't believe the service, and I'm excited about it, but I'm embarrassed. I mean, I got myself in this in a situation, and I'm really too embarrassed to share this with anybody. That's a big problem, isn't it?
It's a huge problem. But understand two things. Number one, whatever you got, we've heard worse. I mean, we have heard way worse, whatever it is. There's always worse, and people are embarrassed, and it's fine. It's fine, but again, we've been doing this work. Home for USA has been in business since 1995. In 21 years, we have heard some stories. So it's okay. But that's number one. But number two, it's just like going to a doctor. If you go to that doctor and you do not share everything with that doctor, there is no way that they can properly diagnose you. There is no way that they can give you the real help that you need. So, yeah, you may be embarrassed, but look, our doors are closed. Legally, we can't talk to anybody about your situation unless you give us permission. So
What's the hassle?
What's
here, right?
The hassle?
You're talking to somebody that can't share the information,
exactly.
Except to help you and to do what they can do for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. So we can definitely do that. And that, again, it goes to this is the work that we do. This is the mortgage industry is our profession. So we are not. This is not a charity in the sense of, oh, we just really want to help. We do want to help, but we're experts in this field.
Right.
And it's really – that's not to be taken lightly, because if you're going and talking to a loan officer, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I have been in situations where the people in our office have talked to loan officers with other lenders. They know more. So we are your best ally at all times, and the benefit to us is we're independent.
My guest is Simone Griffin. She is Vice President at Home Free USA, set up to assist you if you'll but accept the help. There are some things you need to know about what is charged and what is not. But boy, if you're in trouble with your home or you're looking for help, this is where you want to be. We'll be right back with more how to reach out to her and some other issues. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. You're listening to Home and Family Finance here on the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Paul Berry. Pleased to be with you and pleased to have in studio Simone Griffin, Vice President of Home Free USA, an organization that you should know about. Let's go there first of all. If we want to reach out to you, I've already given you the website, I guess, the USA.org. Mm-hmm. Is there any other way that people can reach you? Is that
they can certainly call us at 301-891-8400. And I know that this is going worldwide, so the web is probably the easiest way to reach out to us, and then email. And also, I'll give our general email, and I'll give my personal email, actually. Our general email is info@homefreeusa.org for any questions, as well as my email address. And again, I'll happily give that as Simone G, SimoneG. @homefreeusa.org. But check out our website. There's a lot of great information on there. I do a blog. Marcia, our president, does a blog. And my blog focuses on personal finance, everything personal finance related. So it's not specifically about homeownership. But information on the website can be all homeownership. And again, I know that this is going worldwide. So if you're in a position where you live on the other side of the world temporarily, you know you want to buy in the U.S. or whatever the case may be, if you check out our website, we do have the ability to do online education, online home buyers education, and we can get you prepared and all of that. It's interesting. My brother and sister-in-law actually live in China. So we just had a conversation with them just the other day, and it was very insightful for me because I was able to learn through our homeownership advisors how you can work that. They live in China, but they definitely want another place here. So how do they qualify for a mortgage and all of those nuances when they're making money primarily in China right now?
And what are you limited to? Let's separate these out.
Sure.
The first one will be, I'm going to call you because we're losing our home.
Sure.
The other part is I want to buy a house and I need some information. And so I want to pay you $189. Mm-hmm. How much can you do for me?
Well, regardless of where you are in the process, we're going to let you know what you need to do, whether you can run, walk, or crawl.
So whether I've already started the process or I'm in the middle of the process.
Exactly.
You jump in at that point
Exactly. And we also don't give you – it's not to say this is a six-month program. You have to go through in 6 months. If you're in a position where you've already signed a contract, there's still value in you coming to see us. And we'll get you ready. And the benefit to you in that instance is that I guarantee you there are things that you just did not know. And it may just be education or classes or whatever, A. Or B, we could look over your mortgage, your loan that the lender is offering you and say, you know, you may qualify for X down payment money. Or, you know, that there is a product over here that may better serve you. Or have you looked at your credit union? I mean, they're just so many. Or this is a fantastic product. You know, you really want to go with this, close today, whatever the case may be. It is not our job to always deter you. You know, they're definitely great sides. So that's what we do if you're ready. If you, let's say you just had a foreclosure yesterday and you want to know, what do I need to do? Because I know I want to buy a house again someday. Well, there are a couple options for you. One, honestly, FHA has a program called Back to Work that after one year post foreclosure, you could qualify to buy a house again. So what we would do is, looking at it from that angle, we would say, okay, best case scenario, you're going to have a year. Here are the things that you want to take care of in the year. Or we would look at it and say, although best case you have a year, based on the things that I see in your credit report, based on your financial life, whatever the case may be, it's going to take you longer. So we will give you a timetable and we will say these are the things that you need to do between now and then to get ready.
How long does it take for – if I call you today, how long before you can start helping, or can you do that immediately?
We can start immediately.
Okay.
Every Thursday night, for those living in this area, we do have a class. It's 10 home buying secrets everyone ought to know.
And that area, by the way, folks, is Washington,
D.C. Washington, D.C. area, right. Is 10 home buying secrets everyone ought to know. And that's a free class every Thursday night. And that gives you the sense of what Home for USA does and how we can help, provides more detail than what we're doing here. If you are around the country, let's say you live in Florida, for example, you can still contact us. And what we would do is we would connect you with our Florida agency. You can still start immediately. But we would connect you with our Florida agency. If you live in Guam, we would start working with you online. So
we
can do it.
We've got 30 seconds. You've got a blog that people can reach out to? What is
I do. The blog is I'm the Money Magnet. And my blog is at Home for USA. So homeforusa.org/Simone Money Magnet blog.
We're so pleased, Simone Griffin, to have you on the program. Thanks for doing what you do. Come back and see us again soon, would you please?
Absolutely. Folks, thank you so much.
There are all kinds of good things going on out there. So you just need to know about them. Otherwise, you miss out. And this is one of them. We bring you the best, always. Al, thank you so much for your help in there. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. It's the Radio America Network. The show is Home and Family Finance. And when I talk to you next week, I'm going to ask you the basic question. Are you financially fit? Go to hffradio.com for more information on the show. That's it for this week. I'll be here next week. Hope you'll join us then.